We're finishing up our look at Acts 13, 4 through 7, and then we'll be going on to chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. Now, as I finished up last time, I was noting a change that we find in the text in verse 9. Luke records, "Then Saul, who is also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked straight at Elymas." So I was telling you that it was not uncommon in the first century for people to have multiple names. So we call these a praenomen, a nomen, and a cognomen. And by this we mean a personal name, a family name, and a personal nickname. An example of this would be Gaius Julius Caesar. From Paul's biographical sections of his letters, we know that he believed that the end of the age was near and that God would send the Messiah to reestablish the kingdom of Israel. As some have noted, this called for the Jewish people to reach a new level of religious purity. As a zealous Pharisee, learning at the heels of the great rabbis in Jerusalem, Saul would have rarely used his Roman name Paulus among his fellow Jews. But now, some 15 years or so after becoming a Christian, Saul of Tarsus had been sent on a missionary journey. At Paphos, Barnabas and Saul are dealing with a Roman proconsul named Sergius Paulus. Is it a coincidence that Luke suddenly decides to let his readers know that Saul was also called Paulus? Well, let me point out from that then on, Luke almost always calls the apostle by his Roman name, Paul. Here is an interesting proposition suggested by one scholar. Luke's sudden change in identifying Saul as Paul may have nothing to do with ideas of culture and religious identity. Here's why. In the Greek world, the word solus carried a negative connotation when it came to males and meant something like the word prancing. Is it possible that someone in Antioch advised Saul to switch to Paul before he went on his first missionary to the Gentiles of the Roman world? As John Drummond puts it, calling oneself prancer when standing before the likes of philosophers and Roman governors would probably not generate a great first impression. A final note here. Throughout the rest of his Acts narrative, Luke does not refer to Paul as Saul again. From chapter 13 to the end of Acts, Luke uses his Roman name, Paul. So now we kind of have the background on what's going on with this story. So as we return to this scene with Paul and Barnabas and Bar-Jesus or Elymas, we note the story and we also note the context. Now, Sergius Paulus had been assigned to be governor of Cyprus. By the way, secular history confirms this. In 1877, some archaeologists discovered a Greek inscription on the north coast near Silo that included the name of Sergius Paulus. Once again, archaeology and history affirm what our Bible tells us. Now, Luke tells us that he was a wise, understanding, and intelligent man, but there's something else. The proconsul was very evidently very open to spiritual things. And so as a result, he called for Barnabas and Saul so that he might hear their message. Join me again next time for more of Verse by Verse.